Welcome to Business Beat. Here each week, KBIA takes a look at the business and economic issues facing Mid-Missouri. I'm Christopher Husted. Coming up, we'll look at giving food stamps to the unemployed. But first, an outbreak of salmonella linked to raw chicken is spreading across the country. As Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon reports, the partial government shutdown could make it tougher to track.
More than 270 people have been sickened across 18 states. But when you call the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety Information Office...
Hello, you have reached the Congressional and Public Affairs staff. We are not in the office at this time. We are on furlough due to the lapse in federal government funding.
Inspectors stationed in meatpacking plants have avoided furlough during the shutdown, but communication staff who push information out to the public have not. And many of the scientists who look at the bigger picture at the Centers for Disease Control are also out, which means large multi-state investigations are stifled. The USDA has linked the salmonella outbreak to California-based Foster Farms, a company that caused a similar outbreak last year. I'm Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.
It's been about 4 years since the only grocery store closed in the small town of Pilot Grove. Since then, residents had to drive about 20 minutes to purchase the necessities they needed. Now, with the help from the community, Cody and Paula Tyler are opening Tyler's Market. The Pilot Grove community banded together to open the store. The group called Pilot Grove Community Betterment worked for more than a year to secure the budget and an operator. Pilot Grove native Lori Beach was part of the group. She says she contributed a building and some of her own money to the effort, which included 23 investors.
Mainly they're all farmers and part of the community here in Pilot Grove. So together we are building the grocery store that will more or less serve the community and surrounding small areas.
Co-owner of the market, Cody Tyler, says the store will have multiple sections, including sporting goods, and serve sandwiches and breakfast.
We'll have 3 to 4 sit-down tables on one side of the store where, like I said, people from the community can come in and sit and drink coffee, eat lunch.
Tyler says he hopes to promote the convenience for not only the community, but also the cyclists from the nearby Katy Trail. At the end of September, next-door neighbor Kansas let a 2009 government waiver expire that provided food stamps for the unemployed. So now able-bodied Kansans between 18 and 49 who do not have dependents have to work or be in a job training program to have access to the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or SNAP. 8 other states have either required or are in the process of requiring healthy people to work for food stamps. As Laura Ziegler reports for Harvest Public Media, advocates for the poor say these changes will create a dangerous hole in an already thin safety net.
Kalima Brown pushes her stroller down the aisle of a Kansas City, Kansas discount grocery store looking for the special infant formula she needs for her 2-month-old baby. It's expensive, and she says each month nearly half her $314 in food stamps goes for baby food. And this leaves Brown with about $172 to feed her and her unemployed fiancé.
I probably have to buy it probably about every 15 days. And that's basically when I buy it with my food stamps. I'll probably buy about 5 cans, which come up to about $142.
The changes in Kansas won't affect Brown because those with children are still eligible for food stamps, but an estimated 20,000 Kansans without children and who have no physical ailments have the next 90 days to either get a job or enroll in job training to keep their food stamps. As she searches for the plumpest package of frozen chicken, Kalima Brown says she doesn't have a problem with these tougher requirements.
And I was raised with my brother who fed us all with cash. He worked, and I agree. I think they should have a time frame on having food stamps, a limited, because it makes people lazy when you just giving and giving. They don't want to do anything.
Advocates for the poor see it differently. They say there will be several adverse ripple effects as a result of the changes. Kansas City area food banks, for example, say they could see double the number of people at feeding sites and food distribution centers an unsustainable increase at a time providers say they are already stretched to the limit. Others say less income will encourage the poor to buy cheaper, less nutritious foods, undermining nutrition education programs. I met economist Dr. Linwood Tawheed, an expert on community development, at a coffee shop to talk about the food stamp debate and the changes states like Kansas are making. He says the cuts can have a negative impact on the economy because the money people spend at the grocery store ripples out into coffee houses like this one, to department and electronics stores, even the real estate market.
Food stamp programs are what are called counter-cyclical. When the economy is worse, those programs expand, which actually helps to stimulate the economy. It puts money into the economy that would not normally be there because people aren't working and so they don't have income.
In fact, an analysis by Moody's Analytics says every dollar spent on food has a multiplier effect, putting roughly 75 cents back into the economy. Even though Kansas has relatively low unemployment at 5.5%, the Kansas Department of Labor reports a mixed job picture. Most available jobs are in low-paying, unskilled positions. In these still shaky economic times, Professor Tawheed says job training won't help.
And so spending money for food stamps is much smarter than spending money for jobs that don't exist.
I personally see jobs available signs almost every day, and so the economy is very able to support that in Kansas.
Phyllis Gilmore, chairman of the Kansas Department of Children and Families, disagrees. She says the move in Kansas amounts to an act of tough love.
I strongly believe that people can take care of themselves. I have confidence in the human spirit and that people are able and that we don't want to encourage dependency. This is a hand out reaching out to help people up out of poverty through employment.
With 14% of Kansans living below the poverty level, that's $22,000 a year for a family of four, critics of cuts to food stamps say this is patronizing and unrealistic. But as disagreement in Washington about how much to fund food stamps holds up the Farm Bill, Kansas and other states are simply moving forward on their own to deal with the issue. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Laura Ziegler.
That's a wrap for Business Beat this week. These stories and others featured on the show can be found at kbia.org. I'm Christopher Husted. Thanks for listening.